Jim Koloff on 93.5 The Mix, traveling with the Magical Mix Kids at Walt Disney World in Florida. We've had a wonderful, wonderful week. Might see some rain to round out our last day in Disney, but otherwise it's been beautiful down here. Not to make all of you jealous back in the Cedar Valley, but it's been about 82 and sunny most every day here in Florida. But that's what we're giving the families, not only a all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World, but a week of great weather in Florida as well. And we've got a family from Cedar Falls here that we'd like to talk to and find out how their week has been going, traveling with the gang. But I'm going to start with Mom. Fonda, could you introduce your family that you've traveled down here with?
Hi, I'm Fonda Manal. I'm here with my husband, Ryan, my two sons, Kaysen and Tate, and our daughter, Faith.
All right, and I happen to be your chaperone, so I'm responsible for you. And how have I done so far? You haven't gotten lost anywhere, have you?
No.
Got all your luggage?
You've given us some pretty good ride tips, and yep, got all our luggage.
All right, okay, so far I haven't failed yet, but if I get you home safely, then I've done my job, right?
For sure.
Well, it's been fun to get to know you and the family, and I know you've had a lot of fun and been riding all the rides, so let's talk to some of the kids here. Let's talk to Tate. Tate, what has been your favorite ride?
Slinky Dog and Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah, Space Mountain's my favorite. Did you get scared in there? It's kind of dark in there.
No.
No? All right. All right. Well, that's fabulous. How about you?
I'm Kaysen Manal, and I think my favorite ride was probably the Slinky Dog.
All right. All right, Kaysen. And I'm going to put your dad on the spot. Ryan, what was your favorite ride?
I like the Tower of Terror. Me and Tate got a ride on that last night real late. I've never been a heights person, but had to be tough for Tate.
Yep, yep. Tate, did you come out of your chair on the Tower of Terror? Did you kind of lift off your chair?
No.
No, you didn't? Man, I always come off my chair. That's the most fun part. You kind of float in air a little bit. But Fonda, what has this trip meant for your family?
It's honestly been amazing. Just the fact that there's a foundation that gives these kids a opportunity to get away with their families after experiencing hardships or, you know, just medical health issues that they may have had in the past and present. So for us, it's just a good break and a much-needed vacation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're glad to be able to do it, and of course it's because of the generosity of all of our business partners and the listeners and just people around the Cedar Valley who have made those donations. You know, I want to point something out that your family has done. You've got a thing called Tate's Army, and maybe Ryan, you can talk about that a little bit, and maybe Tate wants to help you with that. But tell us, what is Tate's Army, and why did you start that, and what does it do?
Yeah, Tate, do you want to help with this? What does Tate's Army do, our foundation?
Help people
that have gone through accidents like you have.
Yep.
Right? With lawnmower accidents or machinery accidents. You know, it's all about helping people. The Cedar Valley was so generous and supportive of our family when we were in need 4 years ago when we were going through Tate's injuries and recovery. So the main thing is just giving back. You always want to help when we're on the other side of it. And giving back is just what we're here on earth to do, is help families, help others that are struggling through something, you know, that we were struggling with. So we're here and started this just to continue that when others are going through this, something similar. And it all starts with the Cedar Valley. Just like this foundation, all these funds, and they're all raised here locally, and we can't thank our community just for all the support, you know, if it's financially or just prayers. It's been a blessing to be a part of that and live in this great community of ours.
It sure is. Sure is. That's so cool what you guys do. Tate, how much money have you raised over the last couple of years? Do you know how much?
No.
Maybe your dad can help you with that one. Approximately.
What do we do? How do we raise money?
We do a golf outing.
Yes, we do. And the support of that in our community and friends, we usually raise anywhere, you know, COVID can kind of put a damper to that. But, you know, we've been blessed and usually raise around $20,000 to $40,000 for the golf outing each year. And then we try to put on a winter event and planning on doing that again this winter after being off for a year because of COVID.
That's so amazing. Yeah. That is amazing work. Way to go, Tate, and your Army. We got to, and I'm part of the Army now. I got my T-shirt. I wore it the other day, so thank you for including me. I'll have to come into the golf outing next year. I'm not a very good golfer, but I'll do my best.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
All right, Tate. Well, I'm glad that you've been here. I'm glad that you're able to be here and bring your family with you as a Magical Mix Kid. You know, once you're a Magical Mix Kid, you're always a Magical Mix Kid. So like Ryan, who's in the wheelchair with us, he was a Magical Mix Kid. Now he's on our board and helping out kids like you. So we'll always count you in as one of our kids, all right?
Yep, and we look forward to helping your foundation as well grow and continue to make dreams come possible for our families to come. So we're on that team, Tate, and we're going to help this team as well. Sound
awesome.
Good?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you, Manal family, and you got one day left. Hopefully we don't get rained out too bad, but it's going to be a great day, and then we're home on Friday back in the Cedar Valley. So thanks for being part of the Magical Mix Kids and being here at Walt Disney World. This is Jim Koloff broadcasting on 93.5 The Mix.